Okay, Shavua Tov, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful summer vacation, enjoying Ben Hazmanim, recharging the batteries, and Bez Hashem getting ready for El, for the school year. Parshas Re'eh this week have a bunch of interesting things, a bunch of mitzvos, a bunch of different topics that are brought up in this week's Parsha. Really, in all of Sefer Dvarim, which was we find majority of the Parshas, you know, Parshas Ki Teitzeh has the most amount of mitzvos. But anyways, let's get started. The first idea I wanted to speak about was not particularly on a specific pasuk, but a certain theme that I feel like occurs throughout the Parsha. And it has to do with a couple of mitzvos. One of the sugyas that's in Parshas Re'eh is achilas karbonos, bringing the karbonos, eating the karbonos. Another one is Meiser Sheni, right? So we have a cycle of 7 years, different years. You have to give different things. There's Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, and there's Truma, there's all the Bikurim, different times of the year, different things. And we obviously know the 7th year is the Shemitah year. And there's also Yom Tov, right? Towards the end of the parsha, we have all the different chagim, right? The Shalosh Hagim, Shavuot, Sukkos, and right. So if there's a certain common denominator that all these things need to be fulfilled, the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is you have to be mekayim it besimcha. They said the mitzvah must be fulfilled with simcha. And the Rambam Hilchos Yontif in Parag Vav Halachit Ches also adds that these things are very critical. That not only that it's critical not only to be happy, but also that it also needs to be done with others. Needs to be shared with others. Meaning the pshat is that it's not just that a person needs to be besimcha and share the simcha with others and include him in part of you the karbonos, the ma'aser sheni, the yom tov. The pshat is again, it's not just a key, when a person does this and includes others, it's not that it's just a kiyum in tzedaka or being nice and sharing. Rather, that's an actual need. In order for the simcha to be complete in these mitzvos. Right. In order for the mitzvah to be chal, it needs to be done besimcha. In order for the simcha to be complete, it needs to be done with others. So we need to explain this a little bit, right? Because one can ask again, why are these mitzvos of karbanos, Meiser Sheni, and Yom Tov? Why are they not chal without others participating? And so I'd like to suggest maybe the following mahalach. That if you look carefully in the entire parsha regarding these different things, anytime the simcha and these mitzvahs are mentioned, it's also written needs to be done bifnei Hashem. It needs to be done before Hashem. How do we know this, right? Let's say l'dugma for the karbonos. The karbonos need to be brought where? At the end of the parsha, it says they need to be brought to Yerushalayim, right? The karbonos. At the end of the parsha, right in Tazayin, right. Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerah Kol Zechuchas Pnei Hashem Es Pnei Hashem Elokech BaMakom Shevkar. Right, you're supposed to come up. You're supposed to come up. Right, Bifnei Hashem. Right, so too by the Chagim as well. Right, that's also referring to the same pasuk. For the karbanos you go in Yerushalayim, for the regalim you go aliyas to aliyah leregel, and ma'aser sheni the lachas that needs to be eaten also in Yerushalayim. We even find this even beyond these other mitzvahs. Rav Salavitchik, I believe, points out that the Yom Noran also meaning even though there's no visiting to Yerushalayim, there's still an inyan of there's still a tzura of bifnei Hashem, and that's because there's a certain aspect of tshuva. A person does tshuva, it's almost like he's getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it also has a status of bifnei Hashem. So now we understand again that this bifnei Hashem is the common denominator between all these things. The bifnei Hashem requires the sharing. The bifnei Hashem requires it being done besimcha, and that's and that, and this is truly the Yesod of Bifnei Hashem, requires, first of all, that if you're going to be before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be serving Him, we want to do it b'simcha, right? Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, right? We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. When we do the mitzvahs and we're trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mindset is not that we're doing this because we have to. Rather, the mindset should be we're doing this because we want to. We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't be feeling that it's a burden and that's something that we have to do, even though we don't necessarily want to do it. It's a mindset of wanting to do it. And what's the pshat that with others? Again, let's go back to our initial Rambam. Pshat is with that has to be with others because the pshat is that with others and Bifnei Hashem they go hand in hand because the chelik in the derech Hashem of the kim of the halachta b'derach of walking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways is what. Sharing with others, being with others. This idea of arvus. Arvus became a mitzvah. Right, the first of all, the concept of koisar arifim zebazet. Right, every Jew is a guarantor for another Jew. Rechav kamocha. The way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is including is obviously the ones who are within your box, obviously bringing them in. But also again, even those that are outside your box, also bringing them in. And we find this again, even just again, regular ben al mechaber, and even by mitzvos. Mitzvos, the concept of kiddush. Kiddush is such a classic. Is such a classic way of arvus, right? There's the famous rush. There's a couple famous rushes and brachos in the second parak. I speak about again the person who's being motzi, the person who's being yotzei, right? Because kiddush works because of the concept of arvus, and also obviously the most famous one of your shul every day, the concept of shomer ka'one, right? That happens a lot. Also, a person who's in the middle of shmon esrei. And let's say the chazan gets up to kedusha, he's supposed to be quiet. And shomei ka'onas, three different mahalchim, Rashi, Tosus, Chazanish, Pesach Levi. That's a separate sugya. But the point is, we find this idea of Bifnei Hashem. Again, Bifnei Hashem represents two things: A, simcha, and B, sharing it with others and including others, even though they're not necessarily within your confines. But again, taking that from the out and bringing it within. So Ad Kan idea number one. Idea number two. In the beginning of Parshas Rei, right, the parsha begins, right, Perek Yud Aleph, in the middle of the middle Perek Yud Aleph, towards the end of Perek Yud Aleph, right, Pasuk Chavav, Rei Anochi Nosin L'Snechem Es Hayom Bracha Uklola, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is presenting this before us, right, the blessings and the curses, Es HaBracha, continues the next Pasuk in Chav Zayin, Asher Tishmu El Musil Hashem Elkechem Asher Anochi Metzaveh Eschem Hayom, right, the blessing that if you listen to the mitzvos that's what we're going to get again, that's what we're going to get, understanding also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God and the only God. We know that just for some background, these brachos and klalos we learn later one of the following psukim, right in Chavtes, Vayaki Avyacha Shem Kechal Arzu Shatav Al Shemeli Rishtav Nasatas Habracha Al Grizim Valakalal Harival, right? The brachos were given on Har Grizim and the clothes were given on Harival, right? The fact that this is a special pasuk to me. I've been to the Shomon many times. I've been in Har Grizim. I've seen Har Eval, right? It's also right there. There's the valley between the two. That's what we know as Shechem. And from overlooking that is over here, as it says in at the end of Lamed, Pasuk Lamed, right? Eitzel Elonei Moreh. Right, today's Yishuv in the Shomron Elon Moreh, and that's where the brachos and klalos were given. If you want to be medayik on a pasuk, one of the psukim there, it says, right, again, go back, when we go back to Chaf Zion, right, Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu El Mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem, right, the brachos that we're going to get if we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi on the spot adds that what? That he says that Es HaBracha, right, Al Minas Asher Tishmu, meaning that it's a tnai, that meaning it's a condition. The condition is, says Rashi, that if we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a prerequisite in order to receive the brachos. Okay, so let's try to deepen that. You know, okay, so I mean, on a pashut pshat, okay, so what's the chiddush? Right, to tonight that, you know, you do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses. We do bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses. What's pshat? What's the amkus? So to deepen a little bit, we have to understand, maybe we can say that again, the shmia, that itself is a metaphor for a bracha, for the brachas, meaning that what's the pshat? That it's not just, oh, you know, you do and then you're going to get a bracha, right? There's a certain concept, a certain koach hashmia, when a person listens, right? When a person listens, you know, it's not just listening, hearing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also understanding, right? It's understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. It's again, when we listen to the brachos, when we listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us, we're understanding, we're sort of picking up what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting down. We're understanding that what is Ratzon Hashem. Right, and if we understand what Ratzon Hashem is, then we'll be zochet to the brachos. Right, in Amos, right, there's a pasuk in Amos in Perek Ches pasuk it out that says Lo roiv lo lechem velo tzamali lamayim kim lo leshma es dvar Hashem. Right, the only thing, don't worry, as long as you listen to dvar Hashem and you're being shoman, you're grasping that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do, we're not gonna go hungry, we're not gonna go thirsty, it's not gonna be a famine, it's not gonna be a drought. And the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, he explains that loss of love in the future, we're really gonna see those pesukim come to fruition. We're gonna understand this pasuk, meaning that what exactly is the bracha? The bracha is that we should be able to understand in terms of what to listen to and what not to listen to. Meaning that there in life, inside the Beis Medrash, outside the Beis Medrash, in public and private, you hear a lot of things. The challenge is certain things you're supposed to hear, you're supposed to understand, you're supposed to toil over, and then there's certain things that you're supposed to cancel out, you're supposed to block out, you're supposed to bring, you listen to certain things you should let them come inside your ears, you should keep them inside your box, but there's also a certain mila of making sure to keep certain things out. And that's really the challenge. I want to add that in terms of, you know, a real Ben Torah knows how to differentiate between emes and sheker. A real Ben Torah knows what types of things that he should be hearing and that he should be absorbing and understands certain things that he should not be absorbing and certain things that he should sort of be blocking out. And that's the yesod. Okay, so Adkan, idea number two. Yeah, so idea number three, and with this we'll finish. These are mainly short ideas that we spoke about today. Appears a little bit later in the parsha in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Right, let's turn there. I got my Chumash here. Right, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. This is towards at the end of Chamishi. Right, the pasuk says as follows. V'halevi asher b'sharecha lo tazvenu ki ein lo chelek v'nachala imach. And so the pasuk says, the Rakash Baruch tells us that we shouldn't abandon, we shouldn't forget about the Levium in our cities because they have no real chelek in our nachla, in our inheritance. Meaning this is the mucker for Meister Shani, right? Again, just for some background. Again, after the truma, you know, after you give truma, which is meaning that goes to the Kohen, and then the Levi gets his meiser, and the Levi, after you give truma to the Kohen, and after the Levi's meiser gets removed from all of your crops and all of your produce that you already harvested. Then the owner, if someone owns a field, he has to do another separation. He has to separate Meister Shein, and these are what these pesukim are speaking about. We know again Techazer Meister Sheni is taken the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven of the Shemitah cycle, right? But right, we know in the third. That's Meister Sheni. The third and sixth year, right? That's that instead of Meister Sheni, we do Meister Ani. right? And then again, right? So again, year one is Meiser Sheni, year two is Meiser Sheni, year three is Meiser Ani, year four is Meiser Sheni, year five is Meiser Sheni, year six is Meiser Ani, right? Two, then one. In the seventh year, right, there's no Meiser at all because again, it's the year of Shemitah, and there's no real work in the land, anyways. So again. So this pasuk is telling us not to forget about Shevet Levi, right? And what's pshat in this pasuk, right? That's also Rashi for us to tell us on the spot that right. It says Rashi v'alevi v'gomer v'lo tazvenu meleisin lo ma'aser rishon, right? Again, true, he's going to get the ma'aser rishon, but also again, don't forget about ma'aser sheni, right? Ki ein lo chelik v'nachlo imach yatzu leket shicha peh v'hefker, right? Afshu yesh lo chelik imach man kamocha v'eno chayv b'ma'aser. Those things aren't chayv and ma'aser regarding leket shicha peh. Those are separate things. But Rashi's pointing out again, be careful ma'aser, right? Don't forget about them, right? And the Evan Ezra also adds on a pshat level that even though they have a chelik in Meiser Sheni, they have their own chelik in Meiser. You share part of the Meiser Sheni. They still have their own chelik. They have their own chelik within the Meiser. But again, these are Rishonim that are saying it's very, very important to be makbid on giving specifically to Shevet Levi. Now, this is such a yisod also, just in terms of understanding the chashivas of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is one of those groups that sort of just like goes like unrecognized. Like, you know, nowadays we just know them as just okay, the second aliyah, or the person that I guess sometimes washes the kohanim's hands. Right? We don't. It's hard to really get interaction really with to see the Levium in action. But you have to understand Shevet Levi was a very, very chashiv shevet. They were the ones that really most nefesh, and they were singing in the Beis Hamikdash. They're going to continue singing the Beis Hamikdash very soon, b'meher v'yamenu, and they're a chashiv nation, they're a chashiv tribe, they're a shevet that's constantly osik in dvarim shepekdusha. First of all, the lineage, it goes all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, and again Shevet Levi, and all of his descendants, and it's very, very chashiv to understand the concept of trying to help out those, especially trying to assist Talmidei Chacham, trying to assist people that are osik b'tzarchei tzibur, trying to assist those who are osik b'dvarim shebekdusha, and that's a tremendous yisod. Another yisod that you learn out from here is also again the iser to abandon another Jew. Right, this is a real, real grave issue. Right, we like in an education system, they say no child left behind. And yeah, there's a certain concept of that we know of that's called no Jew left behind. Right, every Jew. Right, again, this is back to the other point we spoke about the arvas of yachterecha kamocha. Every yid has a chiyuv to look out for the other Jews, and this is the issue. Again, lav dafka. Again, the looking out for your friends and your brothers, that's easy, that's normal, people enjoy that. Chiddush is going beyond your borders, and that's exactly what Yesod of Meiser also. And the different shvatim are coming together. Each shevet is now having a personal interaction with Shevet Levi. And this is the Yesod. So, again, these were three ideas in which we spoke about, again, with the main theme of, again, sort of, right, focusing what's inside our box, what's outside our box, again, trying to primarily include that which is positive within our box, you know, and making certain gedarim and keeping that which is not, keeping the negative outside of our box. Again, and the positives that we're trying to include are, again, things of Kedusha, things of Tara, and also most importantly, Yidden. We got a lot of Yidden that are struggling, especially this tkufa. It's not so simple to bring people within your box, but it's on us, especially during this time, which there is again Banis Manim is more of a hefker time. There's not such a strong structure, but it's important to make sure that Jews stay together and Yidden stay tight. Shakoch everyone, and have a wonderful day and a restful Banis Manim and vacation.